Long time no see. I almost forgot what you looked like, dude. Glad to see you're still alive. Now, I know you've been busy. Plus, you have that significant other of yours, so it makes sense that you have less time for your friends. But still, at least give us a heads up that you're still in the same realm as us, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what's going on over here? It's almost empty in here, and that echo is violent. Are you moving again or something? What do you mean you're not the one moving out? Oh, shit. I am so sorry, man. I don't know what my brain didn't connect the dots. Fuck, I really do apologize for that. Is that why you wanted to see me physically instead of just talking online? Do you need someone to talk to? Oh, well then, I'm here for you, man. I'm here to help you any way I can. Are you okay with talking about it, though? Like, I won't force you. Talking about it, in my opinion, may make you feel better. Like, sometimes you need to cry and have those feelings come pouring out. It might make you feel better. I know it works in my case. I know when I get sad, especially after my first three breakups, even when I was the one who initiated them, I'd cry and cry until I couldn't cry anymore. Okay then, I'll ask this first, if you don't mind. How long has she been gone for? Okay, now, who broke up with who? Okay. So why did you break up with her? What did she do? She cheated on you? Now why in the world would she do some shit like that? I mean, I know looks aren't everything and all that is like, you know, superficial, but I mean, look at you. You're not someone that, you know, anyone in the right mind would or should give up for somebody else. Once again, you know, my opinion. My opinion's not wrong though. That's the excuse she used? You didn't make enough time for her and she wasn't satisfied by that? Alright, look here. You literally haven't hung out with us for like an entire year since moving into this place with her. That's how much time that you've been giving her. Plus, you have a career to maintain, which the rest of us are, well, you know, in comparison, bums. Yeah, she wasn't satisfied with being in a monogamous relationship. Plain and simple. That excuse is bullshit. But you didn't tell me. How did you find out she was cheating? Oh my god. Well, it's good she took the couch then. Is your bed safe? Well, at least you have that. God damn. Speaking of which, like, why the hell did she take just about everything? It's as if you've just been robbed. Okay, I guess that makes sense. I don't like it, but it makes sense, I guess. Whatever. Well, do you plan on staying here? Maybe getting a roommate, or will you just leave? Why, doesn't it shock me that she wasn't helping you pay any bills? Okay, so she wasn't helping with the bills, but instead most of the furniture. I guess that's fair. She didn't take all the technology though, right? Hell yeah, dude. See, that's the positive right there. Oh my god. You didn't crack a smile at all. Oh fuck, this is really bad. I don't think I've ever seen you this way before in my life. Well, not to this extent. God, what an awful woman. I'm not one for cursing, believe me, but she really is a bitch. If I could get my hands on her for hurting you like this... Ugh. Fuck her. I hope to God she gets what's coming to her. She doesn't deserve that. How many guys was it again? You're nicer than me, as usual. All I know is that someone did that to me. Whew. Well, I don't think there'd be a difference between me and Satan at that point. You know what I mean? Hell on earth. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't really get this livid. It didn't happen to me, but seeing my friends go through bad things makes me very, very mad. My poor, poor friend. You shouldn't have to experience stuff like this. You didn't deserve any of that. Even if her claims are true that you were, you know, too busy to satisfy her. You were surely busy maintaining your job, which would benefit both of you at the end of the day. But she was too fucking selfish to realize that she messed up a wonderful, wonderful thing. And that's being with you. It's like, I know this is gonna sound awful, but I told you I had a bad feeling about her after that initial time she made you grieve. She was just playing with your emotions, and I could never forgive her for that. She was unhealthy for you mentally, and when you announced that you were going to get a place with her, that just fucking broke my heart. Come here, man. Give me your hands. All right. This one is gone, but another may happen upon you. Do you understand what I mean by this? Another woman who actually cares for you the same way I do, maybe even more, will be in your life someday. She will never let you go. Never betray someone as amazing, funny, and outright incredible as you. She will do everything in her power to keep you happy to the best of her abilities. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to blurt all that out. My brain just kind of went on autopilot. Look, I'm not being much of a help at all, I think. I'm a bit rusty when it comes to helping people out with stuff like this. Maybe I should just go. Sorry for wasting your time. I'll just let myself out, all right? You want me to stay? The entire night? Are you sure? Where would I even sleep, though? I mean, thank God the couch is not here, but, like, you have extra blankets I can use or something? Oh, I don't know if that would be a good idea, to share the same bed. Yeah, we are just friends. I guess as long as we stay on our separate parts of the bed, everything will be fine. Do you have your TV still? Maybe we can watch a movie or something. In your room? Over here, right? Okay, yeah, sure. Fine, alright. I'll take the offer. But how about this? I can order some takeout for us, and we can watch a movie of your choosing. And just forget about everything that's happened for a while. How does that sound? Sounds great to me. You pick the genre. I'm honestly thinking Chinese food. Or pizza. Or Italian. Ooh, wait a minute. You got some good options around here. I've seen it on my phone. Let's see. Let me pull something up. And try to forget what I said earlier, alright? I'm a little embarrassed by that.